So heart failure is primarily considered a condition of the elderly. The majority of people with heart failure will be kind of 65 plus. You will get people who have had congenital heart disease since birth, so problems with the heart since they were born. And then you'll get people in their 30s and 40s who have had some sort of injury to their heart, you know, after a massive infarct, so heart attack. But primarily it's people who are much older than that.
And so in this study, you looked at this across a New South Wales and ACT landscape.
So we had 24 hospitals across New South Wales and the ACT. And these were a combination of the big hospitals in Sydney, so the big tertiary referral hospitals, but we also had a number of smaller rural hospitals as well. So it was trying to get a picture of heart failure across the state.
Something that I found interesting is that I would have thought heart failure as a health issue would be quite high up on the agenda there. But in fact, this is the first snapshot ever of heart failure patients in New South Wales and the ACT. And there isn't currently a national snapshot study into this. So why has it taken so long for something like this to happen?
So one of the problems with heart failure is it's not a single disease. It's actually considered to be a syndrome because it's a number of different processes within the body that kind of all get made up to get a diagnosis of heart failure. And one of the problems is people cannot agree on actually what heart failure is. So when you're looking at trying to get national statistics, if you can't even tell people with a clear definition of what it is, it makes it really tricky. And so while lots of people over, you know, the last 20 or 30 years have been wanting to do a study like this, it's been really challenging because they can't agree on what heart failure exactly is. And so when we were designing the snapshot study, we decided to take a more pragmatic approach. We really wanted to have a real-world picture rather than kind of a textbook definition of heart failure or guideline-based definition. We decided really to go for a broader definition, a real-world picture, as we called it. So essentially, if it looked like heart failure, it was being called heart failure and got treated as heart failure, they got included in the snapshot. Now, to try to then determine if it was actually heart failure, each of the hospitals we had an on-site cardiologist, and then they would go back and review the cases afterwards and determine whether it was actually heart failure or not.
Is it hard to determine if it was heart failure or something else because a lot of these patients had multiple disorders at the same time, so differentiating what it is that they have and what they need treatment for?
Yeah. So that's one of the problems that I talked about earlier in terms of the definition of heart failure and what exactly it is, because these patients don't just have heart failure, they have lots of what we would call comorbidities. So other conditions that can have very similar signs and symptoms to heart failure. So you're right, it can be really challenging to say whether it was just heart failure that was the cause or whether it was something else. But that's why we had the cardiologist make the determination afterwards as to whether it was heart failure or not.
Is this the big reason also in the study as to why there was underuse of a lot of the prescription medications that the heart failure patients, they wouldn't be taking them? So was this because they were trying to determine what it was, or was it because the patients weren't taking the medications when they needed them?
So there's a couple of questions in there. In terms of the patients taking the medications, it was about 20% of the patients' cause for the admission. So the reason why they came into hospital was because of something to do with their medications. Either they hadn't been taking them and then their condition got worse, or they had perhaps been taking too much of the wrong medication. So some sort of medication error from the patient's perspective. In terms of underuse of evidence-based therapy in heart failure, there's really only good evidence that these drugs work in about half the population. So there's two broad types of heart failure. One where the problem is it's a pumping issue, so the heart's not pumping properly. The other one is where it's a filling issue. And so for people with heart failure where it's an issue with the pumping, there's good evidence around what drugs they should be using and should be on. For the ones where it's a filling issue, there's actually no good evidence that anything works particularly well in these particular patients. So when we're talking about underutilization of evidence-based therapies, we're talking about in the group where there was an issue with their pumping of the heart. And there were a number of different drug classes these patients should be on according to the guidelines, and it was about 60% of the patients, 50 to 60% across those different classes were actually on those drugs. Now, the problem with the study is we can't necessarily know the reason why, because we didn't ask perhaps the right questions in for that specific bit of information. But looking at the data and comparing our data to other studies across Europe and the US in particular, it would certainly seem that they've been underutilized.
And so another issue or something that I feel is kind of across hospitals in general is, I guess, inter-hospital variation length of stay. And so that meaning how long the patient should be staying in hospitalized care or when they're able to leave. So was this something that you came across in this study as an issue?
Yeah. So across the 24 sites, the length of stay varied on average for each of the patients at the particular hospital between 3 days and 12 days. So quite a big difference across the different hospitals. Now, the hospitals that were in the study, as I said, some of them were small rural hospitals, and then you had the large hospitals in Sydney. And so it's a little bit hard. You've got to be a little bit careful in terms of looking at variation in stay because there can be differences in how sick the patients are and resources available as well. From the data, it doesn't look like it's just related to the size of the hospital. So it doesn't look like that's the major contributor. So obviously the bigger hospitals are more likely to get the sicker patients or a higher proportion of really sick patients who may be more complicated and therefore need to be in hospital longer. But that doesn't look like by itself is a major contributing reason.
And you've aggregated this information now and sitting as the first snapshot study that's taken place in New South Wales and the ACT, also nationally. Does that give momentum for more studies to take place to look into this, into heart failure in particular?
Yeah, so we're really wanting to replicate this study across Australia and New Zealand to do a bi-national snapshot. There's a national, well, bi-national working party that's really trying to design that study. And we're hoping to run that in the next couple of years, but it's going to be dependent on us being able to fund the study.